It might be a wind-down year for procurement policymakers, but that doesn't mean they don't have a few curves left to toss. Joining me to talk about two of them, acquisition expert Larry Allen of Allen Federal Business Partners. And Larry, it looks like this DoD service acquisition directive is sawing sawdust, or is there a new policy here? Tell us what's going on.
Tom, that acquisition directive tells federal contractors that there are new rules and regulations they have to abide by when they're selling cyber-related solutions to federal agencies. And basically what this is, Tom, is I think that this is an area ripe for confusion. DoD last summer went about putting these new rules in place, and industry came back to DoD and said, look, these are great rules. We'd like to comply with them, but our technology is nowhere near close to being able to comply. So Department of Defense has gone back and said, okay, some of these rules are going to apply right now for cyber storage and data sensitivity. Some of these rules, the ones that the technology hasn't caught up with, we're going to delay the implementation of. In the meantime, Tom, contractors are still being asked to attest that their solutions are going to meet all applicable government cyber rules, and we don't even really fully know what those cyber rules are.
But the basic objective here, I guess, for DoD is to make sure that federal data, that DoD data that might be held by a contractor, is safe, and that if something happens to it, that contractor will notify DoD. That's the basic framework?
Well, that's the basic premise of it, Tom, and I think, you know, nobody argues with the fact that, look, every effort should be made to keep government data secure. The more sensitive the data, the more secure we want to make sure it is. So that's not really the issue there. And contractors, I think, should be noted, weren't saying and aren't saying that they have a problem with standards. The only issue with standards is that they're, some of them are a little bit more out there than the technology has allowed to evolve to this point. So everybody wants to keep the data secure, and industry certainly wants to support DoD and other government agencies in doing that. I think some of the issue now is contractors, in their drive to try to be good business partners, may sign their companies up to abide by rules that they're not 100% sure of.
There's a new creature being created by this policy, functional domain experts for services acquisition management of each service category, and they're appointed by the Office of the ATL in DoD to provide effective strategic oversight of contract service acquisitions. What are they really saying here?
Well, what they're really saying here is that, look, in addition to expecting certain things from industry, we, DoD, are taking cybersecurity requirements very seriously. We're going to create new positions at both the strategic and tactical levels to ensure that cyber standards are implemented, that they're consistent, that they're well understood by both industry and government, and that there can be some standardization about what the requirements are going to be to comply, to make sure that each government office doesn't go off and create its own set of standards, and to ensure that once there is a consistent set of requirements in place, that both government agencies that handle sensitive information and their contractor partners are abiding by those rules.
So in the short term, then, what's your best advice for contractors to deal with this whole new directive?
My advice to contractors is to know what you're being asked to sign up for before you check the box that says yes. Look, we all want to be good corporate citizens, Tom, and there really isn't an issue about wanting to make sure that we're keeping the government's data secure. But you never want to put your company on the line to comply with something that you're not 100% sure you know what it means. And more than one government contractor has gotten itself in trouble trying to be a good partner with a government agency, only to find out that they certified to something they weren't aware of, and they end up getting in trouble. Let's not have that happen again.
Let's not. And the other issue I wanted to ask you about is something you've written about at your blog. If the price reductions clause is being changed, why is GSA seeking extension? And so here we go again with what is the price paid? What are people's responsibilities under the price reduction clause, which catches a lot of people in dangerous ways? What's the latest here?
Well, the latest here is that the General Services Administration went out with a seemingly routine request to extend a paperwork collection burden that's required by law. Tom, GSA has to periodically go out and get approval to keep collecting information. This time, it's information about contractors' compliance with their price reductions clause obligations. The real difference this time, though, is that GSA came out last year in a proposed rule that said, in part, that they were going to do away with half of the price reductions clause. And if their intent is to do away with half of the clause, why would they then go out for a data collection request to enforce data collection for the entire clause as currently written? That's a little bit baffling to industry, and it calls into question whether or not GSA, as an agency, fully understood that they were going out for a data collection request for all of the price reductions clause, when another part of the agency had said, look, we're going to get away with do away with half of the clause, or whether GSA has already made up its mind that they're not going to do away with half of the price reductions clause, that they are in reality going to keep the entire clause, which has a lot of people wondering, because the proposed rule that was issued last year has not been final yet. In fact, we haven't really heard anything from GSA publicly since last summer, and that's left a lot of people in the industry scratching their head.
So the safe thing right now is to just comply with the data call and hope for the best.
Well, I think that that's exactly right, Tom. Count me among the skeptics of those who say that GSA is actually going to fulfill its ability to do away with half of the price reductions clause. And I'm not doubting their sincere intent for a second. I just think that there are parts of the Inspector General community who are ultimately going to win the day, and their arguments are going to result in the entire price reductions clause being retained. That's my forecast anyway. But in the meantime, for contractors, you should assume that your price reductions clause requirements are business as usual, and you'd better comply.
Larry Allen is principal of Allen Federal Business Partners. As always, appreciate the insight.
Tom, good to be with you.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.